Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at some really interesting sources on Life for Health. Our mission, really, is to see how their focus on reversing metabolic multimorbidity, how that ripples outwards, how it creates these big positive effects in areas you wouldn't necessarily connect at first glance. Okay, let's unpack this.
Absolutely. And what's fascinating here is that, you know, Life for Health isn't just tackling one disease at a time. It's more systemic. It provides a framework, really, to solve some, well, some pretty stubborn challenges. We're talking big unlocks, like accelerating early cancer detection, getting a real handle on dementia onset, changing the game for food quality, and even, believe it or not, impacting Medicare's financial future. The key is tackling these chronic age-related diseases together. That generates this incredibly valuable longitudinal data, something traditional research often lacks.
Okay, so let's start there. If Life for Health is focused on metabolic health, how exactly does that connect to cancer detection? How does it become an unlock?
Yeah, it's a great question because it's not immediately obvious, is it? Basically, Life for Health really boosts these multi-cancer early detection tests, MCEDs, two ways mainly. First, it drives more people to actually use them. And second, the data pool it creates helps make the tests themselves more accurate over time. You can almost think of it like building a kind of time machine, like that Oxford research.
Right.
Identifying protein patterns, proteomic signatures, sometimes 7 years before a cancer diagnosis. That's powerful.
Oh, 7 years.
Exactly. And beyond just detection, Life for Health helps equalize access. It connects people to top NCI cancer centers for diagnosis, and it makes sure best-in-class treatments are actually followed. It sort of flips the script on the usual, sometimes chaotic way cancer triage happens. It really addresses what Dr. Azraraza calls for preventing cancer at that pre-cancer stage.
That's incredible. So many connections. Okay, how does this deep dive into metabolic health then help with something like Alzheimer's and related dementias, ADRD?
Well, first off, better metabolic health generally lowers the risk, which is a plus. But the real key is the longitudinal data. It helps research avoid getting stuck in, you know, ideological cul-de-sacs.
Like the amyloid hypothesis.
Precisely. That dominated for so long, maybe misguidedly. Life for Health gives us rich, real-world human data. We're talking genetics, proteomics, environment, behavior, even stuff like non-medical factors, all tracked over time. This helps understand ADRD's complexity, its multi-pathway, maybe linking gut health or inflammation to cognitive decline. It shifts the focus from sort of fatalism towards preserving function, looking hard at brain metabolism, immune function, vascular health.
Yeah, it's a powerful shift. Okay, moving beyond direct health impacts. What about the economics, like drug pricing? The sources mentioned outcomes-based annuitized pricing. How does Life for Health make that possible, maybe for newer drugs like GLP-1s?
Right, OBP. Life for Health is a perfect platform for it. Instead of these massive upfront costs for breakthrough drugs, the idea is lower initial prices. Then drug makers get paid over the long term, but, and this is key, those payments are tied to actual patient outcomes. How well did the drug really work?
So it aligns the incentives.
Exactly. Think about GLP-1s or even back to the Hep C drugs where high initial prices were a barrier. OBIP encourages access. It encourages making your patients stick with the treatment, and it drives innovation towards things that genuinely deliver long-term value. You only get the full payout if it works.
Interesting. A different way to think about value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how does Life for Health success influence something like food quality? Does the data create leverage there?
Oh, absolutely. Zooming out, the sheer volume and detail of the data from Life for Health provides, well, pretty incontrovertible evidence. It shows the direct link between unhealthy food and poor metabolic outcomes. It's not just theory, it's real-world proof on a massive scale.
So it's more than just lawsuits or public pressure campaigns.
Right. This data empowers regulators, consumers, everyone. It can force a real reckoning for food companies to improve ingredients, not just tweak marketing. It actually supports market-based solutions, too.
Yeah.
You could start treating poor metabolic health outcomes as a cost, an externality, kind of like a cap-and-trade system, but for, let's call it, metabolic pollution.
Metabolic pollution. I like that.
Okay.
Okay, final piece, and it's a huge one. Medicare solvency. How does tackling multimorbidity save Medicare?
It's actually quite direct. If you delay or reduce chronic diseases, especially those linked to aging, you directly lower healthcare costs later in life, when people are typically on Medicare. So Life for Health lowers those post-retirement health expenses, which benefits Medicare, and also indirectly, Social Security. Politically, it offers a different path. Instead of just arguing about cutting benefits or raising taxes, it recenters the debate on preventing illness before people hit Medicare age. It shifts focus from just managing sickness to actively creating health.
A proactive approach, finally.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, Life for Health isn't just a health program. It's demonstrating a systemic shift. It shows how deeply interconnected individual health is with these massive societal challenges we face. We move from just managing symptoms to proactively building health.
It really is clear that solving metabolic multimorbidity just cascades outwards, creating all this positive change. So what does this all mean for you listening? Really consider this.
Yeah.
By tackling root causes like metabolic health,
yeah.
What other seemingly intractable problems, maybe runs we haven't even touched on today, might be ready for a similar kind of holistic unlock in the years ahead?